Pelosi was correct again. Take a look.
The president is perfectly comfortable with the Department of Justice settling with the individuals and families who are currently in litigation with the U.S. government. You know, DOJ can obviously speak more to that process.
Now, while you struggle with rising gas prices, rising food prices, rising housing costs, rising transportation costs, the Biden administration is cutting huge checks, $450,000 to illegal immigrants. They will be getting hundreds of thousands of dollars each out of your pocket. People that did not respect our laws, did not respect our borders or our sovereignty, and entered this country illegally.
Don't you just love that? A president who is so detached from reality. And to me, this is so sad. But you know what? The American people, the American people get it. We are not a bunch of potted plants out here. We can actually, critical thinking. We can do it. Anyway, stay with us. Coming up, another insurance pop quiz. And I have the foggiest idea where he's coming from on this, but we're going to have another pop quiz as we try and stump the host. It's going to be good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
We can count on a union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. U.S. hiring rebounded in October. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Excellent news from the Labor Department as 531,000 jobs were added last month.
A very strong October jobs report saw strong job growth, income growth, a decline in unemployment, and particularly long-term unemployment.
And Greg McBride, who's the chief financial analyst with Bankrate.com, says there's a good news, bad news scenario when it comes to incomes.
Average hourly earnings were up 4.9% year over year. That's definitely good news. Unfortunately, that's tempered to a large extent by the price increases that we're seeing,
which is due to supply chain issues.
It's a condition we're likely going to have to deal with for much of 2022.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin joined the Salem Radio Network to share how he's planning his transition in education in Virginia. Youngkin says he's been learning the powers afforded the governor by the state's constitution.
We've been through that a bit over the course of the last 10 months. We're really looking forward to working with our majority in the House of Delegates, which, you know, there's still some races that I think have a little bit of counting to do, but sure looks like we've got a good majority in the House of Delegates. That was awesome.
Virginia stunned the political world by moving from blue to red on election night. Top Democrats abruptly postponed an expected House vote on Friday on a 10-year, $1.85 trillion social and environmental measure, as leaders long struggle to balance demands from progressives and moderates once again dogged that pillar of President Joe Biden's domestic agenda. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 203 points, the Nasdaq rose 31, The S&P 500 advanced 17, oil up 239 to 81.39 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, you're a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Making his first public comment since the crash which took the life of Tina Tinter, Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis expressed his condolences for the family of the 23-year-old. Fighting back tears, Davis called the tragedy devastating. Prosecutors claim the now former Raiders player, Henry Ruggs, was driving his 2020 Corvette at 156 miles per hour just before he rear-ended Tinter's Toyota RAV4, causing the SUV to burst into flames. Tinter was trapped inside of her car and died at the scene. While the team released Ruggs, Davis made it clear they were not abandoning the 22-year-old, saying Ruggs was a Raiders alumni and someone they want to help. He faces charges of DUI resulting in death and reckless driving. Prosecutors are expected to file formal charges next week. You know that ride service offered by the NFL Players Association was not available on the morning of Ruggs' deadly crash. Back in 2010, the Players Union began offering player transportation, a link service which provided players and the NFL alumni an 800 number to call and get picked up with no questions asked. Well, union officials say that with ride-sharing options like Uber and Lyft became available, they ended that service 2 years ago.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, they're cleaning up an incident there on the right shoulder. It's on the off-ramp, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Also, do expect some delays because of those lane restrictions through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Pecos and 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three, our brand new schedule. We go noon till 3 every day. And, of course, Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I always love it when we have him on because we always have fun. We talk some serious policy, but we also have fun. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He is a U.S. Air Force major and Bronze Star recipient, and he's just an all-around good guy. Sam, how you been? How you been out on the campaign trail?
Thanks for having me on today, Kevin. Always a pleasure. We got a new time slot. Very nice. Things are good. We've been doing a lot of work, garnering a lot of support from not only across the district and the state, but across the nation. It's been pretty phenomenal. I'm humbled by the support, proud of it, and I look forward to serving the folks in Nevada 4.
Now, one of the things we do when you and I get together on the radio, sometimes we do this in person, but on the radio, is you bring me an insurance pop quiz, and I'm always, the stuff is really good stuff, and it's real life stuff that people want to know. You got a question for me today?
I do. It's November, right? It's the month of Thanksgiving, so we got to start thinking about cooking those turkeys, and who doesn't like a fried turkey?
Oh, right? Yes, mouthwatering.
I know. Hopefully, you had lunch before the show. But when you're frying a turkey, sometimes those things are dangerous if you don't thaw it out correctly, or if there's too much water on the bird or ice on the bird. You put it in the oil, and bad things can happen. So the question is just this: if you're in your house and you take a bird straight out of the freezer and you throw it in the oil, and you're not far enough from your house, and it catches fire. I mean, you just did something that's pretty widely known to be stupid. Is your insurance company going to cover you for that if the house burns down?
No, because that's got to be your mistake.
Well, it is absolutely your mistake. However,
but
the insurance company, way back in the day when all the houses were made of wood, the purpose of homeowners insurance was primarily for fire, and that's still the case today. All of the homeowners that are called HO3 policies are primarily fire policies, and that's something that mortgage companies want and et cetera. So it is covered. Fire
is always, it really
is almost always covered unless there was something illegal going on. Well, then there's some backouts there, but generally speaking, fire is always covered on a homeowner's policy, and there's no exclusion. And this is just something to be aware of. There is no exclusion in a homeowner's insurance policy for doing something foolish.
Unbelievably, stumped the host again. Wow.
I set you up there a little bit.
No, but I mean, we've all heard of people that have done that, and they burned down their garage or whatever, and you want to go, these deep fryers, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about something that's been in the news just in the last couple of days? It began in Glasgow when Peter Ducey asked the president a question about it's not been common knowledge, but the reports started coming out that we were going to pay $450,000 to illegal immigrants who had been separated under a previous administration. And the president called that garbage and said, there's no way, we're not doing that. Then the press office came out and said, no, we are doing that. What in God's name? So we're going to pay $450,000 to people that broke the law getting into our country?
So it shows you just how disjointed this administration is, how out of touch from reality, and quite frankly, how out of touch with each other they are, and just what a collision course with tragedy that this country is on under this administration, the Brandon administration. I'll tell you, Biden had it right the first time when he said it's garbage. It's absolutely garbage. He was right. The problem is that his Secretary of Homeland Security that's pushing this out, they have a vendetta. There's still this incredible vendetta to President Trump, and everything they talk about is, well, President Trump this and President Trump that. And really, it baffles me that they're using this terminology of the $450,000as a settlement to illegal immigrants. A settlement to illegal immigrants. These are people who have come into our country, broken our laws, and the American taxpayer and the American people have to settle with them. It's absolutely absurdity. And again, Biden had it right the first time when he said it was garbage. It's absolutely garbage, and it's nonsense. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but the fact that they are touting this and pushing it, along with this $5.5 trillion spend and tax nonsense that thankfully they're not going to vote on today, they're full on bankrupt America in their policies, and it's tragic, absolutely tragic.
Is that why people on Tuesday in multiple states, in Minneapolis, in New Mexico, in Texas, in Virginia, in New Jersey, people are mad as hell, and they showed it at the polls on Tuesday?
It's incredible what happened this week. I mean, there was a lot of eyes on Virginia. They pulled off a hat trick at the state house, and then they won the House of Delegates as well. And then the gentleman up in New Jersey who beat the sitting leader in one of their houses, he spent $153 against $2 million in his campaign, and half of that $150 or whatever it was went to Dunkin' Donuts, and he beat the sitting incumbent. It is just an amazing turn here in an American politics, and yeah, it has, I think, 100% to do with all of these things we're talking about: the disjointedness, the destruction of America through the spending bills, the destruction of America through the teaching of critical race theory that they like to deny. Some of the Democrats say, well, critical race theory is a myth; it doesn't even exist. You know, my opponent here in Nevada's 4th district is applauds the fact that his wife has been teaching critical race theory since 2011 at Columbia University. It's insanity what's happening. But again, the American people across the country, like you mentioned, are standing up. They've had enough, and it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal year going forward in Republican politics.
I think so, too. The New Jersey State Senate president we were talking about is a guy by the name of Stephen Sweeney, who even Politico called, like, the most powerful guy in New Jersey. But he lost to newcomer Edward Durr, a Republican truck driver, who spent just a couple of $1,000s total on his campaign. I want to ask you, as you traverse CD4, are you feeling that same type of thing that we're seeing across the country? Are people mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore?
They are. They're fed up. I mean, it doesn't. I don't know how it can get any more tinderbox like than it is right now in this country. And you know, the district in CD4 is no exception. It's just insane how far left they have gone. When you think they've gone as far left as left goes, they prove you wrong, and they extend their range. So yeah, I know people in Nevada 4 or in Nevada across the state are absolutely fed up with this. They're fed up with what's going on in Carson City. You know, there's a lot of wait and see going on right now because everybody's waiting for the redistricting lines to be finalized. You know, the big topics that have been, you know, bouncing around right now is the termination of Dr. Jara in the school district, which I called for a month or two ago when he asked for permission to mandate vaccines. So I'm glad to see that he's gone. It's shameful that they're going to have to pay him for another year at the same time, but it is, you know, he's gone, and that's a good step. But yeah, the fire is burning across the state and across the district to get rid of these Democrat liberals, and it's a good thing. Again, it's going to be a good year in Republican politics.
Again, Sam Peters, he is a friend. He is the owner of Peters Family Insurance, and he's a Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Now that we are roughly a year away from a general election, I've got to ask you, do you think there will be free and fair elections in the state of Nevada, considering what we have seen with so many of the things that the Democrats have been pushing for? Do you think we can get a fair election in this state?
I think we can. I think we have an opportunity in front of us right now, but the timing is now. I mean, we have about eight months left until we get to the primary election, and you know, things need to happen. So, you know, there's a lawsuit that's just been filed. You know, I believe it's in Michigan against the governor or the secretary of state up there, because there was some 40,000 dead voters on the roll still, et cetera. We need to get it cleaned up here in Nevada, and we have an opportunity in front of us. Back in August, if you recall, I mentioned it on the air with you. I sent the Secretary of State, Barbara Sagatsky, a letter requesting that she consider getting rid of the voting machines, because they've caused problems. They've created an environment that is not trusting. There's proof of their vulnerabilities through software and manipulation. There's proof, again, here just this week in New Jersey with the voting machines. And they may be a different version than what we have, but that's not the point. The point is, in New Jersey, the poll workers didn't know how. They weren't familiar enough with the machines, and they locked them up, and they couldn't get to the votes, and they had to call in a judge to authorize the unlocking of the machines, and, you know, just creating all kinds of problems in the count, and again, creating a scenario that causes distrust, causes angst, and makes people wonder if it's a fair an honest election. And what we saw in 2020 across the country with the machines, the fact that, again, in my letter to Barbara Sagatsky in August, I highlighted the fact that Texas has rejected these machines on three separate occasions over a course of, a couple of decades. There's been elections in foreign countries that use the same machines that we do that have been verified to have been manipulated. There was an audit in Fulton County that also identified these vulnerabilities and software on the machines that wasn't supposed to be there. Again, I'm writing to Secretary Sagatsky again as we speak, requesting her to answer my letter and tell the people of Nevada what's going to happen with these machines. And my request is that we get rid of them. Get rid of them and put a stamp on the last election in her stead as Secretary of State. Leave a legacy of a true and fair election without manipulating manipulable machines, and do the right thing. Americans and Nevadans need this, and she has the power to do it.
Which kind of leads to my next question. Does she need the approval of the legislature to change from machines to hand ballots, hand counting, things like that? Can she do it unilaterally, or does she need approval from the legislature?
She absolutely can do it herself. NRS 293-1045, I believe it is, very clearly states that no county state of Nevada may use mechanical voting equipment unless approved specifically by the Secretary of State. Not by the Secretary of State's office, not by some other person, by the Secretary of State. Subparagraph 9 of that same NRS code says very clearly that the Secretary of State can make regulation to that regard. So she doesn't need to ask anybody's permission. She needs to do what's right and within her authority, and that's get rid of the machines.
We will see how that ends up. You're going to be busy over the weekend, beginning tonight, I guess.
Yeah, there's a bunch of things going on. It's a lot of fun. So there's an event tonight at the Four Seasons Church on South Durango. It's called STAND, and that stands for Saints Taking Action for the Nation's Destiny. And I certainly don't consider myself a saint, but that's the name of the event. And I'm a speaker at the event. John Sarpolis is going to be there. Segal Shada, who is the one of the candidates for Attorney General against Aaron Ford. Again, that's at 6 p.m. tonight at the Four Seasons Church on South Durango. It's going to be a lot of fun to go there and have some talks with folks. Veterans Day next week. Happy Veterans Day. I won't be on before then, but there's a ton of stuff going on around Veterans Day. If you're in Mesquite tomorrow, they're having their parade tomorrow. I will be next Thursday on Veterans Day. I will be at the Las Vegas Veterans Day parade. I won't be in the parade. I will be on the sidelines, and I will be meeting people and actually talking to people rather than just standing on a float and waving. I like to be around the people and talking to them, so that's what I'll be doing. And then we'll go out to Moapa Valley in the afternoon on the 11th and have a little picnic with the folks out there, the great people of Moapa Valley and Logandale and et cetera. So, and then next Friday, and this is a big one. This is one of my events at the Big Dog Brewery on North Rancho Drive from 4 to 6 p.m. Again, that's next Friday, the 12th of November. At the Big Dog Brewery on North Rancho Drive, we're going to do a happy hour event. It's kind of a spin on our coffee with the candidates. We thought we'd do it in the afternoon rather than have coffee. We'll have a happy hour next Friday afternoon and meet folks. Come on out, chat with us, let us know what's on your mind, and just kind of mingle. Have a good time.
And the good thing is, guys like me that get off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I can show up at things like that.
I will expect you to be there, sir. Thank you for that.
Hey, if folks want to help you out, how can they go about doing it?
Absolutely. So you can go to my website at sampeters4congress.com, sampeters4congress.com. You can see me on Facebook and Twitter, at Sam Peters Nevada, and all help is welcome. I'll tell you what, Kevin, I'm humbled by the amount of support and fundraising that we've been able to do over the last 9-10 months. It continues. We're putting the pressure on Horsford. They've hired a tracker to follow me around. In fact, his name is Jack. He will be there next Friday. I'm certain of it because he goes to every event that I host. So come on and meet Jack, the Democrat tracker, and say hello to him.
That is amazing. And again, if folks want to reach out to you, the address?
SamPeters4Congress.com. Thanks so much.
Gotta love it. Sam, have a good one. Have a great weekend and be safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4, and to me, he's an American hero. He's also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For as long as I can remember, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with colleagues during important business meetings, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand.
Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss